Okay, maybe you could introduce yourself and kind of explain where we are.
Well, I think we are in Nottingham. So I'm Richard, and I came down here from Lancaster, and this is the Fourth Knowledge Lab. The number actually says also that it's the fourth, whereas the next Knowledge Lab will have number 9. And this Knowledge Lab is about knowledge and how do we know, and the kind of politics of knowledge, which is relevant for activists who want to think like more theoretically, how to know, what do we want to know, and theorize a bit, like work on that. Like, this Knowledge Lab helps activists to inform their activism with a bit more of reflection. So this is quite helpful, I think. Until now, it has been gone quite nice. And the Knowledge Lab in general is the idea that academics and activists can come together, or often they are not separate people. So, like, you have radical academics, you have activists who are also studying or staff at university. So it's just about creating a place and a space for them to come together and discuss some topics in more depth, and instead of just like meeting from time to time, occasionally for an hour. So, like, as far as I know and I have heard from people who started the Knowledge Labs in like 2005 at anarchist book fairs, various anarchist book fairs, anarchist academics, radical academics met and discussed, like, in very few sessions their matters. And then some of them came to the conclusion it would be nice to spend the whole weekend together and discuss different topics. So the first Knowledge Lab was on globalization from below, and the second one was on democratizing technology, and the third one was on caring for the self, like how do we care for ourselves. Activists and academics, like, are workaholics often and have loads of problems, and also wider in society. How is care organized? And now this is about knowledge.
So you're kind of saying that in a way Knowledge Lab is kind of the idea that you kind of bridge the gap between sort of practical activism and academia. And could you kind of explain what the sort of aim of that is? What is actually the sort of...
There are different dimensions. Like, a straightforward point is that all the four knowledge labs which took place, or this is the fourth which takes place, we used the space given by authorities, like in this case, or like in all cases, universities. We use it for our purposes, so kind of a subversion of the place and its actual intention, which is producing knowledges for the hegemonic system. So whereas we try to reflect but inform activism, which creates social change. So this is the whole intention of creating a space which is accessible both for activists as well as academics, within, like, quite at the center of the problems of knowledge. So we experiment with a different kind of knowledge. So it's a kind of a laboratory of looking at whatever forms of knowledge is in a different way, instead of just repeating mainstream knowledges and try to say activism should just co-opt mainstream knowledges. We here try to think about how to create different kind of knowledges, just experiment with knowledges and create something which activists, ourselves as activists as well as other people, can use. And this works by people coming to the labs and creating new networks, new contacts, as well as with the homepage, which has loads of, like, documentations of many of the workshops which took place. So people at other places, spaces of the world, can kind of use this as a resource to reflect on certain issues and see what came across our minds.
You mentioned a homepage. I'm kind of thinking, if people want to look at that or they might want to know more, where did they go to?
It's www.knowledgelab.org.uk. And this knowledge, this is a wiki, so it's quite open for all kinds of activists who like to link themselves into that real and virtual community. It hosts several other projects which grew from the Knowledge Lab. For example, in Lancaster, we founded Autonomous University. There's like people who experimented in a Knowledge Lab with stuff, then said, okay, we want to carry that out and create a kind of alternative institution parallel to the usual university. And so we just took the space on the server, like part of the space on the server, created sites for another project. And if people feel like contributing to, like virtually to experimenting with knowledges, they are welcome to use the space on this webpage. I hope so. Yeah, it's great if, I could add, it's great if, I think this, this becomes an element in activism to reflect, and it's continued. So people everywhere can just say, let's have a gathering for people who want to reflect about activism, and bringing in like academics, analytics, if you like, to inform their debates as well as their activism. And so anybody who feels like creating another knowledge lab is welcome to do so. And there's a mailing list which you can find also on the homepage, and people are happy to help. But basically, it's about having a local collective which says we will have a knowledge lab here and suggest topics or just define a topic and invite people to come. So that's all.
Cool.